Namaste. So as human beings, we are given lot of powers and capacities. Even ordinarily, I am not speaking of powers that come through yoga. But even ordinarily, we are very well-equipped systems. But we have either not used them or through our education process, we are not taught how to use them. Let me give an example. Throughout the education system, which is the faculty of the mind that is developed? Memory. Isn't it? All examination is largely about memory. Little bit of mathematical intelligence and things like that. But primarily it is memory. As if there is nothing else. Even judgment, discernment, which is so important in life. Are we made to develop it? No. What about will? Whatever will develops, it develops mechanically. Simply because you have to go to school in time. Otherwise the teacher will punish you. That's the only development of the will. Regularity in attendance, punctuality. But basically we are not trained. Will is one of the areas completely missing. Emotions, they are all a power. And one such power, which is the most abused, but it is so useful, is the power of imagination. So imagination is never seen as a power, no? When children imagine things, what do you say? Don't daydream. Be in the real world. And scientists, for them, imagination is something an anathema. It's irrational. Tell me one thing. Does the mind and the body really differentiate between imagination and reality? When you watch a movie? When you watch a... what was that horror movie? Whatever it was. How does the body react? How does the mind react? Watch the physical posture of somebody. When you are watching a movie, now they give an advertisement also. All the teeth suddenly, you know, shine. And there is horror. I don't know what is that advertisement of. Probably some light. Huh? Happiness. Chewing gum, okay, whatever. But it's like suddenly, you know, there is a sense of horror in that whole thing. So have you seen what happens when there is a sense of horror? Your posture, everything automatically happens. You tell your body that this is nothing. It is this big an image. Watch, ever try playing this simple mind game which all of us can see. You're watching the TV, no? Supposing there is a very emotional Radha Krishna serial going on and the scene is coming and you feel like weeping. Suddenly somebody tells you, you know, this is not Radha Krishna, you know, this is, see the size, actually this size. Can ever there be a human being this size? Try doing it. Your mind will repeatedly cancel this verdict of the, so-called observation, physical mind. Why? Because now another part of the mind is engaged. So what it is doing, it is receiving the same image, no different image. But it is converting within the frame of canvas of mind into a full-blown real living entities. That's what used to happen, no? When Rama's Sita serial used to come, people were also throwing money. And there were such stories when Arun Govil went on. And he couldn't do any of this, I think, serial or anything after that. Because he was so identified with the character. So all this is why? Because it's the power of imagination. Now, because we don't train it, what happens to this power? Invariably, it runs into morbid. Why? Because we never trained it. I'll give you one example. Again, recent times. So corona. That's all that's happening now everywhere. So what is the recovery rate of corona overall? What is the death rate of corona? Less than 1%. Why is there so much fear? Because the mind has got so much obsessed with, it is unable to see. The moment you have it, you think you are in that unfortunate less than 1%. That's how it happens. I am that unfortunate less than 1% marked out by destiny. This fellow I am going to take. But the mind can say, okay, it doesn't matter. 99% people are anyways recovering. I'm sure I'm in that. Same mind. So the imagination can create worst fears. And unfortunately, Mother says, fear is a veiled consent of our will. Whatever we are afraid of, that comes. But equally, the mind can imagine. How does it imagine? People say, but I don't see grace, I don't see divine. All right. But the grace sees you and the divine sees you. So what do? Just imagine that there is a blanket of the divine mother's light. The mother has given this to so many times, you see. One place she tells the disciple, sleep in my cocoon of white light. And then she says, imagine that there is a cocoon of white light, my light all around you, my child. What can penetrate that? Another is beautiful imagination. She says, if you are very tired, very exhausted, what do you imagine? Imagine you are like a water lily in a pond, floating. Just imagine. Have you imagined? Imagine that you are a flower. It's very beautiful. Try to imagine that I am a flower. And this part is the, you know, bud from here. Heart onward, this like that main flower. And this is the stalk. It's so beautiful. So how do you imagine that? You imagine that it's a bud which is opening to light. What do flowers want? They want light. So flower seeks light and the light comes. And all the petals, one by one, one by one. Don't let anybody pluck this flower, huh? Say yourself, this is a flower meant to be offered to God. I am your flower, floating in the river. So, floating, why pond? Floating in the ocean. So, what ocean you will imagine? Sheer Sagar. I am the lily floating in Sheer Sagar. So beautiful, no? Sheer Sagar is an ocean of light. You're in the home of the all beautiful and the all blissful. And then what is happening? All around you are surrounded by light, peace, harmony, beauty, love. And then what you have to do? Just start inwardly. Peace and light, peace and light. Let it enter from head, brain, eyes. And then you can say anything. Let my head be full of beautiful thoughts, luminous thoughts, radiance. Let my eyes forever have not only the sight that shows us mortal things, but they develop the true sight. Let my ears always hear the rhythms of the wonderful. Let all my senses be channels of light and beauty and harmony. Let all my limbs be filled with your luminous, radiant force. They should be strong and supple. Let my heart become a chalice of your joy and love and sweetness and light. Let my speech carry the rhythms of the divine. Let my lungs be filled with the luminous breath of the Divine Mother. Let all the organs be surrounded in a mantle of light. And let this light penetrate into every cell, every cell, every cell, cleansing everything. Take this bath every day. You don't have to pay any money for it. No dollars required. It's a very simple thing. Now what will be rational? But you don't see the light. Yes, you don't see the light. There is a rational answer to this. The rational answer is we don't see the light because we have limits of our sight. But if you see, even rationally in this world, there is nothing else but light. It's our limits. Just rationally. There is no original darkness, including the black hole. Isn't it true? So there is nothing else but light. So what's unnatural in thinking that there is this light, this great light effulgence, lighting up a billion suns, it is there around you. What force can enter it which will not get instantly dissolved? And when you see the mother's light, then it is gentle, tender, caring. That radiance can burn us, but mother will say, only this much light that my baby needs. How beautiful life can be. So use this power of imagination. It opens the path. So when we imagine beautiful things, if children, they should imagine stories which are beautiful from the beginning to the end. No villains. We don't need them. Plenty of them are already there. Make a story which is beautiful from beginning to the end. Unfortunately, because we have morbid imagination, life also then unfolds like that. Imagine that there will be beautiful things which will happen to you. Why not? Why should you be targeted? But see how the mind will say, how can that be? There has to be sorrow, isn't it? The mind will immediately start. Ek maina dekha to it is one for sorrow, two for joy. No, one for joy, two for joy, three for joy, four for joy. So, always imagine beautiful things. Always imagine in everything that ultimately goodness, light, beauty, that will prevail. So, use imagination as a key to open doors. Which means, again we go back to the same thing, mastering our thoughts, mastering the imagination. The moment imagination runs in a morbid direction, tell it, you are misbehaving. Train it consciously, deliberately let imagination be beautiful. Even in the worst situations, doesn't matter. I'll leave you with this story where there's a man, there were two people in a, you know, ward. So there was one man who was by the side of the window and there was another man who was on the side of the wall. So now this man on the side of the wall always believed, you know, how privileged he is. So he will often ask, what do you see out of the window? Because they couldn't walk. So, you know, there was no way that he could have walked to the window and seen. So this man by the side of the window will tell him what he is seeing. And with different seasons, the different trees with nice flowers blooming. And he would feel very happy that, so nice. I can see these things. And then one day, that bed is empty. So the first thing he asks the ward people that, can I be shifted to that bed? He says, yes. So when they shift him to the bed, he sees there was nothing but a dump yard outside the window. But this man who was there initially would imagine beautiful things. Okay, so that's how when we lead life, it's not about it is not real. See the idea of reality, this idea that what I see is real is the most redundant, crude, primitive idea of reality. What I see is real, what I hear is real. Even science will tell you, sir, we don't know what is real because what we see is a very small thing. The idea of the tree is as true as the tree itself. That is the principle from the yogic perspective. So the idea you have of reality is as important. So how to open that door is through the power of imagination. Imagination is the same power, Maya, which has built the worlds. It has been lent to man. It's a grace that it has been lent to man. Because through imagination he can escape out of something which seems so harsh when people are in prison or in abject conditions. You are confined to bed. Use this faculty, wonderful power, to imagine any amount of things you can imagine. Write. So imagination opens the path. Namaste.